Hello, everybody. This is Bart Sharp, and you are on Becoming Quantum Conscious at United Public Radio Network and UFO Paranormal Radio Network at 107.7 and 105.3, broadcasting out of the beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, out on the airways coming out of New Orleans, but also on the internet at the UPRN website and out on cable television on Roku. You can catch all the shows on Roku and just dial it all up. But also you can catch us on Facebook, YouTube, Spreaker, and some other internet platforms. We're all over the place. And that's the way we like it. And we are in Austin, Texas. I'm about to leave France this evening. So the next show with me will be in almost like a dark living room with my little bitty light. At night at 9 o'clock instead of 2 o'clock, doing shows in lovely France, which I have no complaints about whatsoever. It's so beautiful there, and Austin, so beautiful. I just have a lucky life. What can I say? I'll take it. So today we will be bringing in Alex Stokes about the ancient origins of Taoism and the practical applications that it still brings us today. Because when we talk about Tai Chi, Taoism, Qigong, all of these ancient arts, they are amazing. And Alex brings this with his life coaching business. He is an international coach and can be reached at Tao, that's T-A-O dash, OOF-YOU.com. That's DaoOfYou.com. And you can find out more about Alex on his website. And this is Alex Stokes. Alex, welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, yes. And so what got you into this stuff of Tai Chi? I mean, I watched you do it. Alex teaches it where I teach at Casa de Luz Flow Yoga and a Third Eye Meditation Lounge. It's a big complex in Austin, Texas, where all of these weird people gather and do metaphysical stuff and eat vegetarian food and drink cacao and take all of this other holistic stuff. And we just are whole together. And watching Alex with the beauty of Tai Chi is just wonderful. And so what brought you from there to here?
Well, I very specifically sought out Tai Chi as a way to recover from many knee injuries. I first tore my ACL when I was 12 years old and never fully recovered from that. Really liked playing sports though, so I kept playing sports with a not fully recovered knee, which is a great recipe for hurting your knee some more, which I did plenty of times over a period of 10 years. And then I tore my ACL and both of my meniscus again playing sports. Ouch. At the age of 22, had my second surgery. And at that old age of 22, I decided I was getting too old and I needed to start taking care of myself. I decided I would fully recover this time. I really committed myself to my physical therapy. And then insurance decided I didn't need any more, despite, you know, the obvious need that I still had that both my physical therapist and I truly felt was the case. And so I had to find another way. I had to find another route towards healing myself.
So with you and your physical
was the thing.
Yeah. So with your physical therapist and you, it's like, well, it's partially complete, but something's missing and I need something of the next step in your healing.
Yeah. Something like that. Like for when I tried to continue doing my physical therapy exercises on my own, I realized that, you know, physical therapy itself wasn't going to do it for me, because the real issue that I was having was my nervous system is all distorted. You know, the way I was using my body was out of alignment. I had grown accustomed to and I had habituated trying to stay off of my bad knee, and it caused me to overuse my other side to the point where, like, I even noticed I would do like sit-ups and the right side of my abs were bigger and stronger than the left side of my abs. And this was just how I used my body, was in this imbalanced way. And what I had to do is kind of retrain my nervous system, retrain the way my mind and my body interacted. And that was the thing that Tai Chi really, I was like, oh, I need something. And Tai Chi was exactly that.
Wow. So it's really reintegrating your nervous system to,
among other things. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. But the nervous system's so important. I mean, because when you're talking about doing the off balance adjustments, I would think you would be working a lot out of your sympathetic nervous system. And the Tai Chi would probably be integrating your parasympathetic nervous system with all of these practices. Am I?
It will work with everything. It will work with both sides. It's actually the best practice I know of for bridging your conscious and your unconscious mind, of being able to become more actively aware of what is generally considered your unconscious mind.
Hmm. Yeah, yeah, it's a wonderful way. So where are you at now in your knee?
The knee is better than it's been since I first tore my ACL when I was 12 years old. So that's pretty good. It's still definitely got some residual side effects of having it torn to pieces many times. But it is actually... It's come a long way, and it feels pretty good. It doesn't give me any problems. I'm just aware of the ways in which I still have work to do. But I generally take good care of myself. I know how to use my body and move in such a way that it's not likely to create more issues for myself. Like, I know how to better care for my knee, and I still am continuously resolving the residue of the past.
Yeah. I have inflammation issues, and I will have a sore knee for weeks to months, or a wrist. It pops up. It's just this long, drawn out process. It's been with me for the last 10 years, and I keep getting better and better. But one of the things I keep observing is I forget how my body works. It's almost like I overcompensate, and then I forget, well, you're not using your leg, or you're not moving quickly like you could, but yet you could if you just had a different mindset almost. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, it does.
Would that apply with Tai Chi? I mean,
what Tai Chi is particularly great for is helping you bring your mind into your body. And so you become much more aware progressively of what's happening inside of you. And then that level of awareness integrates as like a normal baseline operating system. So as you practice, you just become increasingly more aware of what position you're holding your body in. Do you have tension in a certain place? Are you imbalanced in certain ways? How is your weight falling through your body? All kinds of things just become increasingly more obvious, and you can correct yourself more easily.
That sounds
naturally
beautiful.
It just kind of seeps into you. It's not even necessarily a thing that you have to do consciously. You can rather just naturally recorrect because it feels right.
Yeah. It sounds almost like your body is instructing you or your mind to change.
Yeah, both. It goes both ways.
That's great. Well, how does it feel when you do it?
Do what exactly?
Tai Chi.
It feels good. and what I really like about it is it gets progressively better, right? Like, as you get better at it, it feels better. And it's incentive to keep doing it. So you start off, you're a little clunky, or, you know, you're just trying to coordinate. It can be difficult. You're working with all kinds of tension. But then once you get something happening, then you just refine it over and over again, and it gets smoother, it gets easier, it gets more effortless. You start to notice it having a deeper effect on you, and you start to just feel better and better, and your ability to do it improves, which causes it to feel better and better. Mm-hmm. And so it only gets better with time. Like, it's great.
Watching you, and I've just seen a bit of a video clip, my body feels calmer just watching you.
Yeah.
For starters. Yeah. But it looks or appears as if your hands are interacting as through the air as they slowly move in these very purposeful movements. But yet, it's not like, it's like knowing a dance routine so well that it's no longer a dance routine. It's just you moving in this natural way. It almost feels like you're breathing in the air with your body, or breathing in molecules or everything around you.
Yeah, I mean, there's interesting ways that you can interpret it. And something like that is happening. I mean, like, energetically, there is an exchange happening between my insides and my outsides. And that exchange is apparent. It is smooth, it is flowing, it is rhythmic, and it is nice. And you can feel something. Anyone might pick up any number of different things. They might have any number of different experiences with watching someone doing it and with doing it themselves, because everyone is different. But
so something's up. Yeah, this is a hard question, because as you change, I don't think, and this is true with anybody on a spiritual path, we don't realize how much we change. But what have you noticed inside of you going on? I have my own observations.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, and I invite everybody that's listening in to just feel their body calm down as you listen to Alex. Because there is this part of you that's very calm.
That's true. And that definitely took some doing. I used to like have a facade of calm, but inside, my insides were not at all calm. And to some degree, that's still true. But I have progressively made ground in actually just being relaxed and stable as a natural way of being. This is just organically happening, and it's not a thing I need to make happen. It's just a part of my life. It is part of my being. And that is a thing that I've cultivated through this practice, through Tai Chi, through Qigong, through Taoist meditation. They've all worked together to help calm my insides and help me feel relaxed, stable, comfortable in my body and being here on earth, which was not always the case.
And so this is something you just practice most every day, and as well as, it doesn't have to be hours upon hours, but I guess it could be.
It can be sometimes. Sometimes, you know, it's usually several times throughout the day, a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit there. And, you know, over the total of the whole day, it's some amount of hours of doing something. At this point, it's mostly meditating more than movement practices. But I still do the movement practices in the maintenance of my physical well-being.
Yeah.
And because it's fun.
It's fun. And that's the most important thing. That's to do something that's joyful. At first, when you're learning it, it feels foreign. But expanding energy, no matter what tool you're doing, should feel fun or joyful, or in bringing your intensity to the moment. All of these things are just wonderful qualities to have.
Yeah, I mean,
go ahead.
The Taoist philosophy in some ways is progressive progressive benefit or progressive action is going to yield greater results than if you do a lot in a short period of time and then you fizzle out. If you do a little bit over a longer period of time, it's going to have a greater effect in total. And the only way you'll really do a little bit a lot over a long period of time is if it feels good to you, if it feels comfortable to you. If you try to force yourself or strain yourself to do too much, you're going to build resistance and you're going to quit. And so part of the practice is very intentionally to feel good so that you will continue doing it and so that you will ultimately receive the greater benefit.
Indeed. And the last time we talked, I was telling you about I was doing like a couple of hours of Qigong, which is really long, out in my backyard. And I always love to work with my backyard because it feels like I've planted these plants. They've grown up the trees. They've grown up the bushes. We have a relationship, so to speak. And I feel those vibrations go through my body as I do it. And I had a sore wrist and it just improved. Now, Qigong is kind of a cousin to Tai Chi. However, you were explaining to me how they interact with the joints themselves to reduce inflammation, which I thought was really interesting.
Yeah. I mean, the beauty of these practices is they work with your whole body. And so in the West, we tend to think of exercise as mainly focused on our muscles. And maybe we have cardio where we try to get our heart pumping really quickly. Mm-hmm. And that's about the extent of what we think of as exercise. But this literally works your whole body and your whole being. So yeah, sure, it'll work your muscles, but that's not really like the main focus. It'll also work your tendons. It'll work your ligaments. It'll work the joints, the bones, the vascular system, the nervous system, the lymphatic system. Every aspect of your physical being is going to be integrated into it somehow, as well as, you know, your emotions, your mind, your deeper parts of your spirit. All of that stuff can be included as well. And so you were talking about having, you know, some inflammation in your wrist, in your joints. And I was telling you how one of the somewhat deeper practices, it's not exactly an introductory practice, but you do ultimately want to work your way to being able to create more space in your joints. Your joints have this kind of fluid sac that embraces them, a synovial fluid sac. And you actively like create more space and then less space in this pulsing rhythm that pumps the fluid in there and causes it to thicken and lubricates the joints and helps your joints stay healthy and keeps your ligaments nice and alive. And it's a really nice, it feels pretty good when you can kind of get it happening.
Indeed, that sounds very attractive to me.
Yeah.
Because I think of people over 50, I mean, you're just a young pup. I don't even want to guess your age. I've always found that when I try to guess people's age, I get in trouble. So let's not go there. I'll just talk about that I'm over 60 and we'll leave it at that, folks. But the generation that I know in this age, we're all having joint issues and we're all having these different issues, almost as if we're the foods, the medicines we're taking are disconnecting us from the greater whole. And we're getting a very linear strategy how to deal with health. Like, oh, well, you take this pill and it's going to fix your liver, which, you know, that sounds very mind made as opposed to, well, what is the holistic thing here? Can I just listen to my body and see what I need? And that's a lot what Tai Chi does, is give you a connection to that body. So maybe you'll get answers inside of you.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we generally live in a pretty unhealthy society. the Western society is not what I think most people would call healthy.
to say the least.
And Western medicine approach is very much like whack-a-mole. You have a symptom pop up, here's something to make that symptom pop back down. And then another symptom pops up, and here's something that makes that symptom pop back down. And those symptoms are signs of imbalance. There's something not quite right, and it's manifesting in this way. And hitting it with a hammer doesn't necessarily resolve the issue. In fact, it likely makes more issues because the things have side effects, and then you start to lose track of what the underlying root cause of the issue was. And so Eastern medicine and functional medicine, which is Western medicine's kind of a using Eastern approach, has more of this philosophy of seeing the system as a whole and how do we create balance and maintain general well-being. Western medicine is really great for triage, which is like, how do we prevent you from not dying in this very extreme sense? But it's not so great at helping you feel well all the time and maintaining well-being.
Yeah.
And so Tai Chi comes from this Eastern philosophy. It comes from this, you know, what we call traditional Chinese medicine originates from Taoism. And so Tai Chi and Qigong, these are like the self-help versions of Eastern medicine. These are things that you can do for yourself rather than going to see some practitioner or some healer to help you take care of a situation. And so it is very much about becoming increasingly more aware of what's happening inside of you and then being able to resolve the issues. And you can then get closer and closer to discovering the source, the root issue, the thing that is creating the imbalance, which might not be a physical thing at all. It might be an emotional thing. It might be a psychological thing. It might be a spiritual thing. Who knows?
But if you're calming your body down, those answers will start to come for you.
Right.
And opportunities for growth will start to emerge because you're essentially becoming a higher vibration by being in touch with your body.
Well, for sure. And you're also at the very least, just more aware of what's actually happening. And then when you're more aware of what's actually happening, you can resolve the thing better because you know what the issue is. And so these practices are the best things that I know of for becoming aware of what's happening inside of you and giving you the tools to resolve whatever imbalances you have. And you just get better and better at it as you do it.
Yeah. So you have your spiritual teachers, and I'm guessing they're either they got a few years on you, men or women. What's their lives like? How do they feel when you're around them?
They're very present is the thing I'll say. Like, they are incredibly aware and generally pretty well. They're both of the teachers that I've had are in their 70s now. And they're pretty healthy. They're to some degree they're better than I am in many respects, like physical ability. In other respects, I just have youth on me that makes my life easier. But they've been practicing for long enough that they've cultivated incredible ability to take care of themselves and generally resolve and evade a lot of the issues that tend to creep up on a person as they age. And they've done a good job of maintaining their health. And, you know, at least one of them, like, he doesn't necessarily eat well, what we would consider to be well. And that doesn't slow him down at all. You know, he just lives life fully. And he's able to take care of himself with his own mind.
Wow. Yeah, that is interesting. Being in consciousness 15 years ago, I had a tendency to still drink Coca-Colas and, you know, eat too many hamburgers and things like that. And the consciousness stuff made it easier to do that. But yet it still was a weight.
Yeah.
And, you know, so if you get all of that aligned with good diet, good products, healthy products, and you're doing something that changes you, it's just amazing.
Yeah. I mean, what you put inside of you is going to literally affect you. You're putting an energy inside of you, and the quality of that energy is going to now be living with you unless it just passes right through you. And, you know, you can, with your mind and your energy, resolve that to the point where it's not creating an issue for you. But then that's work you have to do that. You know, if you have cleaner, healthier stuff, then that just makes less work for yourself. And you get to decide how much work you want to do. Is it worth it to eat this cake because it's delicious? Or, you know, is it, and it's up to you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. I was just right. I was doing a very menial chore this morning. So I'm getting ready to leave. And it was so refreshing to be writing out these checks to my friend. And they were all the same check, just the date of the month was different. And my brain felt relaxed because I wasn't multitasking or trying to figure out problems and packing and whatnot with my house, which took more focus on my brain. And I think that's the tendency of people, is to want to slow down their neurological processes in their brain so they're not having to work as hard. It's just the tendency of the brain to try to make everything easier, but also it sets us in routines. It sets us into eating the same things every day and addictions, because the brain wants to do everything as efficiently the same as possible. And yet when you do something like Tai Chi and connect with your body, it almost powers you to go beyond that much easier. Because I think that's one of the issues that we all have, is we just get stuck in routines. Is there any response you would say that the Tai, that doing Taoism approaches can help you with breaking beyond that mind ritual addiction?
Well, I mean, what I would say is that Tai Chi has an approach that's basically like, find some place to start, some place that feels relatively stable, and then expand from there. You like slowly extend the perimeters of your comfort zone in all directions. And so you start to slowly claim more territory from what would be called your discomfort zone and turn it into your comfort zone, and your comfort zone gradually expands. And you can do that to include anything and everything ultimately.
And if you're in your comfort zone, you're going to be doing more creative and spontaneous thinking, as opposed to being uncomfortable. You're going to go into more habitual type of response.
You're going to stay in this stable, comfortable place where your mind can settle, where your mind can feel at ease, but then you're not stuck there. And you're not trying to fend off things. You're actually gradually expanding there from the place of stability, from the place of comfort. And so this is like a way to ultimately expand beyond your normal limitations or whatever issues you might have without the creating too much stress internally for yourself.
Lovely answer. Yes. And I know the title of the show, before I go into this next phase, we are with Alex Stokes. He is a life coach using Tai Chi and Taoist methods, along with very practical interventions and skills and teachings with life coaching. Is that a good description?
Sure. It works.
And you can find Alex at Tao, that's T-A-O dash of. Dash you, dot com. So that's daoofyou.com. Look him up. That's Alex Stokes, A-L-E-X-S-T-O-K-E-S. And he's our guest today. And we're discussing the ancient powers of Taoism, which we haven't even covered yet, but we're going to next. But before we get to that next, I just want to say you are on Becoming Quantum Conscious. My name is Bart Sharp, and you are on the United Public Radio Network and UFO Paranormal Radio Network, 107.7 and 105.3 out of the beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana. And you can also find us on the UPRN website, also on the cable at Roku, YouTube, Facebook, and other internet platforms. So we're just everywhere. Like good ET people or good people that think out of the box. And Tai Chi does that. And I keep saying like good ET people, because when we talk about the origins of Taoism, we don't really know where they started. I mean, it's about as ancient as you can get.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely goes beyond recorded history.
Yeah. And you know, how do you think it was, how did the teachings begin? Do you have any idea or theories? We love juicy theories on Becoming Quantum Conscious.
I mean, what can be said is at least what you might consider to be somewhat indigenous people of China lived close to nature, and they tried to connect to nature. They tried to understand how it worked, understand the principles of the universe. And that's how Taoism is built, is how can we understand the nature of the universe? Now, as they do that, as they connect to the broader universe, they become aware, and the story in Taoism is that Taoism as a practice is practiced throughout the universe. And so you can't really say where it began. It may or may not have come from not this planet and was seeded here. There isn't really a story that can be said about it, but
it's kind of like the Egyptians and their relationship with Sirius and the ETs that kept coming down and helping them. There's not a lot of evidence, but yet.
Yeah, there's a lot of stories.
There's a lot of stories, and there's now channeled stories and various other ways that it's popping up. And it's kind of, they're all getting kind of consistent.
Yeah, and it's around the world too. In the Mayans, you know, throughout many ancient cultures have similar like stories.
Yeah. Any type of race of off-world people do you think that the Chinese have an affiliation with?
I have nothing to say about that.
Okay.
No idea.
Because it's really funny, because, you know, there's so many secrets in China.
Yeah. The Chinese aren't very forthcoming with their internal wisdom. They like to keep their cards close to the chest.
Indeed. Such as it is. So if we are getting this from a universal life force and practicing with people throughout the universe, we might even say that we are communing with those beings beyond us. We don't know for sure, but I haven't even muscle tested that to see that theory, if that's really what's in practice when we start doing these ancient arts, that we really are connecting to those things.
Yeah, I mean, well, Taoism is a method. They have many practices and methods for connecting with life, with the life inside of you and the life outside of you, becoming more in touch with how your insides are connected with everything outside of you and how life itself flows through you, and becoming aware of, you know, the highest stage of the game is to become aware, consciously aware of the entire universe itself, as if it was just you, because it is in many respects.
Indeed.
And so you are progressively expanding your ability, like when you do qigong in your backyard, right? You have a sense of feeling connected to the living organisms, the plants in your backyard. And then, you know, that can expand. You have a sense of connection to the earth. You have a sense of connection to the sun and the planets and the stars. And it grows.
Do you practice anything like that?
Not so intentionally. Mostly what I do is stay very connected to myself, right? Mm. Stay grounded here. And, you know, as I become aware of more things, I become aware of more things, but it's not like a thing that I'm chasing.
Yeah, and that works just as well because all the answers are inside of you. All the answers of the universe exist inside of you. You don't have to go out of your backyard to be there, though. Some of us find that really entertaining.
Yeah. You have a whole universe inside of you.
Yeah.
A whole universe inside of you.
And that's the whole point, is that you want to get all of that activated. I think for me, it's about going to Southern France and going to these sacred sites that do have connections with places in the universe, and they're just blasting out into your body. And it's taught me how to do that. But I think I'm going to be doing Qigong when I go there, and I haven't been doing that.
Have fun.
Yeah, just to see if they can help integrate it even more, because whenever you're on a spiritual journey, I think hitting it at multiple strategies, using different tools and techniques, teaches you tons of new ways to do it.
Sure. There's any number of ways to do it.
Yeah. So if we were learning this, the ancient Chinese, you know, they were just trying to teach them to be connected. How to be connected to all things.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that I love most about Taoism is, unlike other religions or philosophies or whatever, it's not about, like, let me tell you the answers to how things are, because that's conjecture, you know? You could say a thing, oh, this is how it is, and that the person could take it or leave it. And generally, Taoists would say that only basing things off of what other people tell you is probably not a great idea anyway. And so their approach is very practical and simplistic. It's like, they're not going to tell you the nature of the universe. I mean, they might give you hints at it, but ultimately, everything they do is focused around, how can I train your awareness so that you can become self-aware and realize for yourself what's actually happening through your own experience? And how can we awaken that awareness within you? And then you don't need to hear anyone tell you. You don't need to have any external validation. You'll just know, because you can see the truth. It's as plain as day. It's right in front of you.
Wow. And it's like you've said before, it's you know, it's not that we create a world for ourselves, which is kind of this old paradigm for the last 2,000 years, the age of Pisces, where it's man-made built. It's very logical. It goes by rules. It goes by laws. But it also is very patriarchal and that type of precality. And when we start to go into, no, I'm in contact with my body and it's going to connect me to a source, even though this is thousands upon thousands years old, and we could even say 40, 50,000 years old, possibly, we don't know. But when we look at the most ancient cultures, which Chinese are, we have to look at those possibilities, because that's India, that's Egypt. They seem to be way back there. The Chinese are kind of like the American Indians. They've stayed very organic, and they did not make a lot of recorded history about what they were doing, nor pyramids and all of that juicy stuff. So here they are with this old message of connect with you and connect with nature. And that's so much about what this new age, Aquarian age is all about, is that connection. So maybe we'll have maybe Tai Chi can guide people to that new state of being that we're, so many of us are really looking forward to, or right on the cusp.
Yeah, I mean, the Taoist approach to things is like, what is the ultimate truth of the universe beyond any ephemeral conditions or localized conditions? And so the practices, specifically in the water method, the practices that they are drilling towards in there always help, are universally helpful in any situation, in any age, in any place in the universe. So even when you die and reincarnate somewhere else in dramatically different circumstances, you still have integrated foundational tools for navigating how to relate to yourself, to the universe, to energy, to others in a harmonious way. And they're usually going to be applicable in any circumstances.
Indeed. Well said. So in your work as a life coach, I'm working on Zoom at www.dao-of-you.com. How has Tai Chi influenced you as a life coach?
Well, ultimately, it's understanding the nature of a human being better. It's like there are plenty of therapists, life coaches, nutrition people, physical trainers, you know, any number of people that will train you to be some kind of self-help people. They all have like the same foundational issues. Like, how do you make sustainable progress? Like, how do you make sustainable change to the point where that person improves in this way, and then you walk away and they stabilize there, they don't regress? That is ultimately a really big challenge. And with this deeper understanding of how a human being ticks, I have like, I use that awareness to and in my approach is how to know the multifaceted complexity of the human being. You got the physical level, which you've got the energetic level, you've got the emotional level, you've got the mental level, you got deeper spiritual, psychic, karmic, so on. These are all things that cause a human being to be the way that they are. And ultimately, we all have various kinds of distortions and blockages and in any and all levels of our body and our being. And having this more nuanced understanding of what's happening is a very empowering tool in my approach. And the way I approach is based off of this Taoist wisdom that I've learned from Tai Chi and I learned from meditation of how to actually work at the deeper levels of your being, see what's actually happening, identify the root cause of the issue. And then at the very least, my coaching is a reflection to help see what's actually happening. And then the meditation or the Tai Chi are really more effective tools for how to resolve the issues.
So as you have learned how your body vibrates through the Tai Chi techniques, and you've grown in your emotions, grown in your styles, and also educated yourself, with all of that, the Tai Chi adds this special component that, as you know what it feels like inside of you, you're able to also feel a lot what it's like with that person.
Yeah, I mean, in many ways, I'm just I become increasingly more aware of the subtler and subtler things. And I know how a human being ticks work. It's better. And so I can see in a person when they're sharing to me what's happening, it's more easy for me to see the root issue of what they're dealing with. And I've been there. I've done that. I got the t-shirt. I know how to resolve that issue to some degree. And so because I've made progress, like I know how to navigate that situation better. But also it's just like my being, as you said, you know, like you can spend time with me, you can watch me, you can hear me talk, and you can feel the sense of relaxation or calm that happens. Like my energy does have an effect of helping a person to release whatever their issues
transference.
Just by the sheer nature of my energy.
Yes. It is when two people are working with the same thing, that transference happens, confidence happens. It's a lot what parents can give to a child, but you know, if the parent is not whole, or they're too busy, or they're not there, whatever, that transference doesn't happen, and people are looking for that person who is aware within sometimes, just so they can learn it, even though they may not know that's what's going on. I see that happening all the time.
Yeah.
We're looking for those people that have it vibrationally. So does it seem to also affect your creativity that since you've been doing this practice, you've just have more creativity, like ideas pop up, or if you get stuck less often in trying to find a solution to a problem?
In many ways, yes. I never was what I would call an artist. You know, I was much more of a math and science technical kind of guy. But actually, Tai Chi and my sense of things is like a perfect middle ground between the technical, practical math and science stuff and art and creativity and, you know, fluid expression. And through that, I actually have learned a great deal about art. And in fact, I actually painted this painting that's behind me. Cool. For those who can see it, it's like, I don't know, why'd I do that? It's got some kind of technical form to it, but it's also just pure expression. And, you know, it is a way in which I have been able to access my own expression, my own, and also just like helping me resolve my own insecurities that would perhaps limit me from expressing.
Yeah.
And so, yes, it has helped me in my creativity and my general comfort being a human and doing my thing and putting myself out there. And all of that, it's helped in many ways that I couldn't even really describe.
It just feels good to be calm inside of yourself and to feel that flow of life within you.
Yeah, for sure.
And things happen.
Understatement.
Do you think you attract more things that what you'd wish to attract since you've been doing this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, how I got my teaching at Third Eye was just a magical experience. I was going about my business and I didn't know why I was doing what I was doing. I was just following the good feeling and I found myself in that lounge. And the next thing I know, Neil's offering me a teaching job and it just fell in my lap. And I was like, yes, I'll take this.
So cool. It just seems that when you are at a higher vibrational state and there's a flow happening to you, whatever you touch, whatever you're asking or inviting for the world to give to you, it's more likely to give to you, period. The rest of the world may be going by their mind thinking that we got to push, we got to work, we got to put effort in this. And there's tendency of judgment and aggressiveness with this. Whereas if you're flowing in that body consciousness, like what Tai Chi has, you had this extra component that just draws it to you without all of that other uncomfortable stuff.
Yeah, for sure. And in Taoism, there are kind of two two styles. The original style is the water method, and then the later adaptation is the fire method. And the water method is, which is what I do, is much more of a yin approach. It's much more of a receiving and allowing and a taking in. The fire method is a bit more creative, expressive, trying to make things happen.
Okay. Well, that's very masculine and feminine.
Yes, exactly. Yin and yang. And they call them water and fire.
Yeah. Well, you know, in the metaphysical world of the elements, water is everything. Everything has components of water with it, with the exception of fire. But the things that fire burned had water in them. So to me, it's a very complete, it completes everything with that.
Yeah, I mean, in Taoist philosophy, I mean, there's different approaches. You know, there's water and fire are pretty fundamental elements that come up in various contexts. Mm. They're not all the same, but at least in, for instance, in this symbol that I have on my shirt, the I Ching or the Bagua, the eight trigrams of the I Ching, one is fire and one is water, and they are directly opposing each other. They are opposites, but they do not conflict with each other.
Yeah.
They balance each other.
Mm. Which is how, when you're balanced in your masculine and feminine, and you're not working out of pain, is exactly what the masculine and feminine does. They work together. Yeah. That's divine feminine, divine masculine.
Yeah. So you definitely want to have... Everything is polarity. You know, everything has got these two sides to a coin. They're really one thing with two different faces on it. And if the two faces are fighting with each other, you're going to have conflict. You're going to have destruction. You're going to have a dissipation of energy because they're not working well together. And ultimately, Tai Chi is all about learning how to get those opposites, the yin and yang, to flow and smoothly and harmoniously work together, where one transfers to the other and they're not in conflict, they are in harmony. And then that's a creative force. That more comes from that.
So I just want to ask you, I know you teach at Casa de Luz, Third Eye Lounge / Flow Yoga. However, is there other places that people could learn Tai Chi teachings from you, or is that something you might be doing in the future of?
Right now, this is the one place where I'm teaching. If you really wanted to, you could try to get me online, or maybe if you're in Austin in person. If you really want to learn this stuff, I would suggest you go to my teacher. He has a far better infrastructure and frankly knows a lot more than I do. And so his name is Bruce Francis. His website is called energyarts.com. He regularly streams his classes online, so you can take them from anywhere in the world. He's based in Longmont, Boulder, Colorado. And he also, if you go to his website, he has a large list of instructors throughout the world, many in Europe, many in the United States.
Great.
Best way to learn this stuff is in person with a qualified instructor. And I would say most of those people on that list are probably better instructors than me too. So
your specialist has been in life coaching and working.
Well, I'm a baby. I've only been practicing this stuff for 10 years.
That's a long time.
Not in these arts.
Well, you've gone through your first mastery level at 7 years.
Yeah.
When you do that, you're starting to step up into things.
Sure.
I wouldn't have asked you to be on the show if I didn't believe you had a level of
mastery. I'm not undermining myself. I'm more speaking to how much potential there is. In the grand scheme of things, I am a baby. And so I am still growing. And there are people who have been practicing and teaching for 20, 30 plus years.
You're a humble baby. So we're coming down to the end of the show. I want you to think about a message that you want to give everybody in about a minute message. But before you do that, I'd like to tell everybody that you have been listening to Alex Stokes, and his website is www.dao-of-you.com. And he is a Taoistic life coach. It's really amazing all of what that is. And you are on Becoming Quantum Conscious. I am Bart Sharp, and this is United Public Radio Network and UFO Paranormal Radio Network out of New Orleans, Louisiana, on 107.7, 105.3 on Roku, Facebook, the UPRN website, YouTube, and other internet platforms. So, Alex, what do you want to leave as a message to everybody? Final message.
I mean, I don't really have to say anything, but since I have the space to say something, I guess I'll say something, which is ultimately, like, the best way to live a pleasing and comfortable life is by being in alignment with truth. If you're at odds with truth, there's always going to be an underlying irritation with it. Something that's just nagging at you. Mm-hmm. And specifically, you want to be in alignment with who you truly are. And that's a more fuzzy concept than you might think. You might think you know who you are, but in reality, it's a bit deeper than that. And do whatever, you know, it could be Tai Chi, it could be Taoist practices, it doesn't matter. You can find your own thing. But find whatever it is that helps you really get in touch with who you truly are, down to the deepest core of who you truly are. And really live from that place, because that is ultimately going to bring you the greatest satisfaction in life. And the many of the issues that we see in this world are really a direct consequence of people not living in alignment with their own truth, with the truth. And we're all fighting. No one knows what the truth is. People are trying to force each other to believe what they think is the truth. And, you know, it creates a lot of havoc, and is probably like the underlying issue for a great many things that we face in this world at this time. And ultimately, that can be resolved by really just doing what you can to go deeper and deeper into yourself, discovering who you truly are, what the true nature of the universe and who you are is, and learning to have all the facets of your life be in alignment and in harmony with that. That's probably the best thing I can suggest.
That's a beautiful statement. Thank you so much, Alex. And we have Dave Mossman saying, great advice, Alex. He just came on in the chat. And thank you so much for being on the show today, Alex. And wish you the best. And what a great message you had today. And we'll see y'all next week with Penny Loftus with a new radical approach to sound healing and astrology. How she mixes all of these together. It's going to be quite an amazing hour. And we'll be in France doing that show. So until then, we'll see you later on Becoming Quantum Conscious. Bye-bye, everybody.